hearts in this time of preaching. And God, give us what we need, in which I know that you will. In Jesus' name, amen. I want to talk to you this morning just for a few minutes on the subject, be an overcomer in 2011. And as we sang our first song this morning, we have to resolve, I think, to do that. If it's raining outside, in which it was this morning, you may want rain to stop. But you can't control the rain. However, you can open an umbrella. And an umbrella doesn't change the circumstances, but it changes you in the middle of the circumstances. The wetness no longer controls you. You see, the emphasis in these verses we read this morning, Paul here in Romans 8:35 says, "Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword? As is written, for thy sake we're killed all the day. We are counted as sheep for the slaughter. Nay, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him that loved us." In this, the emphasis is that God cannot fail us. We have a new year, thank God, but I tell you, I don't have to worry about the new year. The stock market don't mean nothing to me. Why? Because I just look back the last 6,000 years of human history and I see that God has never failed. So God is telling us from these verses that he cannot fail us. It's impossible for God to fail us. And we can be an overcomer if we choose to be. We can resolve today to move forward for God. We can resolve to accomplish that which God has called us to accomplish. But the sad part is that we can fail God. But hallelujah, he cannot fail us. And so as we look here to begin with, God does not shelter us from the difficulties of life in 2011. I'm not telling you that today, that God is going to set you aside and don't let the devil bother you or don't let the devil trouble you or bring distress in your life or even sickness, or it might be you may walk by a graveside this year. I don't know. You may get a pink slip Monday morning. I don't know. You may, no telling what's going to happen, but God is telling us from the book of Romans that you don't get sheltered from your troubles, because often God uses that to spiritually grow you up, to begin to use you, that what God is in his mind for you to do, you'll never do what you God wants you to do until you are grown up in the Christian life. And the only way you can grow up is you're going to have some trouble. That's bad, isn't it? That's a terrible paradox. I wish God could just grow me up and use me the way he wants to use me without suffering and crying and tears. The Bible says if you're going to shout and have joy, you ever seen anybody that's really had authentic joy and shouting in their life? I can promise you that man or that woman has a lot of tears in life. They that sow in tears shall reap in joy. There's a lot of that, you see. And you see here, Paul is telling us about, now Romans 8:28, I'm glad he has that here in this chapter as well, but he said, of course, all things work to good for the good for those that love God. But God assures us that the difficulties are working for us and not against us. Oh, I don't like trouble. I like for everything to be, you know, just Coast Guard. Guys used to talk about going in the military. Some of them guys, you know, went in the Coast Guard would always bother me, you know, because they like that coast, you know. And I'm going to tell you something. Everything in life is not coasting. But Romans 8:28 says it all is working for your good. Thank God. If you have to go down, God has a purpose for you. If you're broke, God has a purpose for it. To let you know, Philippians 4:19 is still in the Bible. My God shall supply your every need. You'd have never found that verse until you got broke. God has a purpose in all of it, doesn't he? And he's working for you in these difficult times of life. Verse 37. The Bible says, "Nay, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him that loved us." Now, what does it mean to be a conqueror? Well, it means to be an overcomer. Means to have assistance from another. I don't get my victory from myself. I get it from another. I don't get my victory from Ken Jackson. I get it from Christ. My victory is Christ who lives within me. It's not me that can get the victory, but it's Christ that lives within us. He said, the conqueror, Ken, is not going to be you or what you can do, our New Testament church, but it's what Christ can do. I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me, Paul says. And that's the conqueror. That's the overcomer. That's the victorious Christian life. When He has lived with you, the exchange life, when you die to yourself and begin to live for Christ, you'll be an overcomer in 2011. And so that's what He's telling us. That He'll never fail us. Hallelujah. And we fail Him at times, of course. But the victory belongs to Christ, not to us. And as the old writers used to say, the exchange life. Hallelujah. I like that term. I want to give you a couple things this morning about our study. Number one is that an overcomer knows nothing can separate us from the love of Christ. Now, that's the first thing you've got to know. Now, there's not anything can separate me from God this morning. Boy, that just make you shout the rest of the day. I mean, I don't know if you got just a few black eyed peas and knew God loved you and couldn't nothing separate you. What more would a man need? I don't know. I don't think you need anything. I think that's about all, just a little bit of something like that. And if you want to put a little cornbread, my wife asked me last night as we were fixing the black eyed peas. She said, "You want some cornbread?" I said, "I believe I like some of that." And she fixed some cornbread, put a little hot peppers in it, and I just don't know of anything better. That's about all you need. You see, that to know God loves me is as good as it gets. Now, look at the text. Paul says here in verse 37, "Nay, in all these things," he lists them all, "that we're more than conquerors in Him that loved us." He said, "I am persuaded." Paul knew it now. He knew God loved him. He knew nothing could separate him. He said, not death can't separate me. I don't want to die physically, but when I do, you can't scare me into death. I mean, if the man pointed a gun on me tomorrow somewhere, I mean, he just say, "I'm going to shoot you, have my money." He said, "You can't scare me into heaven, brother, buddy. You know, I know where I'm going. I'm persuaded of that. The day I was saved," he said, "Kid, I put your name, I've taken you out of the family of darkness, and now you're in the family of life in heaven, and I thank God that's what I'm waiting for, this heart to stop so I can be in the presence of physically. I'm in His presence now as much as I'll ever be for eternity right today. I don't have to wait till I get there. He lives with me today, and I'm shouting about that, but physically I'll be in His presence on that day, and you can't scare me into heaven. I'm persuaded of that," Paul says. "Death is not going to separate me. Nothing in life." He says, "The angels can't do it. Nothing up." He said, "Anything above, there's nothing in the universe can separate." He said, "Beneath, there's nothing in hell that can separate me from the love of Christ." Well, Paul was an overcomer, wasn't he? You see, that's how you become an overcomer. You are persuaded of God's love. Now, and so here, we find this morning these things can separate us from much in life, but they cannot defeat us as long as Christ is left in you. You see, tomorrow you may have bad news. I don't know, sometimes my phone rings and I don't know the number. I say, "Well, it may be some bad news." I don't know. I have to go right on. It's like going in a storm. Like my dad, he don't talk much about the war. He was in the war, and he's only talked about it a few times, about the bloody battles he was in, killings and stolen. I mean, men don't talk about that a whole lot because it haunts them, their minds. But he's talked to me about it a few times. But he talked to me more than anything else about those ships. He was on a ship for years there, and they were out there on the sea in the Pacific. He said that was a mean ocean. He said, in the winter months, them waves, he said, it would be rough. He said, what that captain would do is in those times of storm, they would pull that front of that ship right into the storm. He said, them waves would be so high you could hardly see it. He said, that ship would go straight up just like that, and it would fall almost down. He said, but the captain put the front of the ship straight into the storm, So that's what we have to do in 2011. I don't know. I can say you may lose everything you have. You may be stripped of all that you have, but you'll never be defeated as long as Christ is left in you. And Paul said, I am persuaded nothing can separate me from the love of Christ. There's not anything if I lose my job, my money, my home, everything, my health. If I lose everything, if Christ is still left within me, I'm a conqueror. I'm an overcomer. I'm a victorious Christian. And that's what Paul said, I'm persuaded. And if you want to be persuaded of this, all you've got to do is come to the book and say, God, I'm settled it here and now. I believe nothing can separate me from the love of God. You'll be an overcomer this year. I can't promise you won't have trouble, but you'll be an overcomer. And so it's a poor thing, I think, if the balance of our battle was won only by a hair's breadth. No, I tell you what, we ought to convert these obstacles into helps. I'm not hair. Listen, I'm going to tell you, no, sir, I don't believe in that, that my battle this year is going to be barely won. I don't think so at all. I believe we ought to take trouble and make it work for us. Are y'all with me now? See, that's when it really starts, you know, you're saying, wow, God is really great. He's really who He says He is. Sure He is. When I don't believe that I'll come out here at the end of the year of 2011, and when the final bell rings at the end of the year, I'll look back and say, boy, Ken Jackson, you barely made it this year. No way! I won't win by a hair's breadth. I'll win by leaps and bounds, and I'll turn my problems into helps. And if I have sickness this year, God has a purpose for it. If I go down, He's going to bring me back up. If difficult times come, God says, hey, kid, you're going through a storm, because somebody is going to need help, and I'm going to use you to be the tool for them. And I'll say, glory to God, I'm not going to win by hair. I'm going to be an overcomer, more than conqueror, Paul said. Him that loved me, nothing shall separate me from the love of Christ. And so these folks said, boy, I barely got by. Well, God bless your soul. That's a poor, pitiful testimony, isn't it? Of a great God who we have today is able to do. And so we see this morning, I wish, you know, as we look at the story, I think about a lady years ago. I read a story of her. She had cancer. And I remember her talking about her child. And she got this terminal disease. And she told God, I can't die. My little boy needs me. And I don't want to die. So she got up every morning. She told God, she said, you've given me an incurable disease, but I'm going to make it my helper. And every morning she would get up and she would say, God, I can't die today. I'm going to be an overcomer. Don't let me die today. My child needs me. And did you know that woman wrote, that preacher was telling the story of that woman in his church. And did you know that woman did that for 25 years. Every morning. She had an incurable disease, the doctor said. And she said, God, you can't let me die. My children have got to be raised up and go through school. And after 25 years, God took her home. But she saw her children raised up. You know why? She was an overcomer. She took that problem that God gave her, that incurable disease that most folks would just fold up. She said, I'm going to make it my helper. And she did. I was thinking about Joshua, you know, in the Old Testament, when he needed some more sunlight. He was in a battle and he said, God, we need some sunlight. And God says, well, Joshua, the sun's going down. He said, well, God, he said, look right over there's the lever. He said, would it be all right if I grab the lever? I've got to have some sunlight if you want me to win this battle. This is your battle, not my battle. So this is, God, it's your problem, not my problem. He said, Joshua, if you believe me that much, if you're an overcomer that much, if you're that kind of a conqueror, then grab the handle. And old Joshua leaped up there and grabbed that handle, pulled that handle, and the sun stood still, and he won the battle. And I believe at that point, then God said, okay, let's pull the lever. And the sun went on down. What was Joshua, preacher? He was an overcomer. I don't care what comes this year. I mean, I don't want trouble no more than you. But whatever comes, let's take our problems and make them our helpers for the glory of God. And God will give us that kind. I'm thinking about, you know, I don't know what kind of trouble I'm going to have, no more or what kind of trouble you're going to have. But I want to be like Joshua. I want to be an overcomer in 2011. I don't know what I'm going to go through. I don't know if I'm going to... I want to take hold of God like Joshua. I want to be an overcomer. I'm going to work myself to death in 2011. I'm going to work day and night in 2011. I'm going to tell God I've got to have the victory in 2011. I'm going to finish the job in 2011. I'm going to have my prayers answered in 2011. I'm going to win the battle in 2011. I'm not going to go down in 2011. I'm not going to quit in 2011. I'm going to be an overcomer in 2011. And then God will give me what I need because I've taken hold of Him. And I was going to say, God, I can't lose. I can't go down. This is your word. And he'll say, praise God, somebody took hold of me. And then God is looking for an overcomer, somebody that would take the word and say, God, now I'm not going to let go of it. And he said, that's who I've been looking for the whole time. That's what preacher's going to do this year. Now, I may be sicker than you ever thought about being sick this year. I may lose everything. May go down into the hospital and say, preacher's gone. Well, no, I'm just going to keep holding on. I'm going to be an overcomer. That's what we find here from Paul's life. He was an overcomer. That's what I want to be. Let me ask you a question this morning. Has the world helped you to lay hold on Christ? Has your problems and troubles helped you to lay hold on Christ? You know this morning where you go Monday through Saturday night. Has it helped you to lay hold on Christ, to grab hold of Him? Or, if yes, if you say, preacher, yes, my troubles this year, the world, my problems, and we all have them, has helped me to lay hold on Christ. You know what that means? It means you have conquered your problems this year. You've conquered your difficulties this year. You've conquered the obstacles that have come before you. Yes, preacher, I honestly can say today, my problems this year have drawn me closer to God. Well, thank God, you've conquered them in the name of Christ. But if the world and your problems have loosened your grasp upon God, then today they have conquered you. Are y'all with me this morning? If whatever you've gone through this past year and the troubles you've gone through in the dark days, if it has caused you to lessen your Bible study and lessen your prayer time and lessen your family time and lessen your devotion to God, lessen your praise and adoration, lessen the times when you just weep and cry and rejoice in the presence of God, if the world and the problems of life have lessened that, then they have conquered you. You ought to be like Paul this morning and say, God, I know that you love me. Nothing can separate me, nor heaven, and in hell, or in earth, or in angels, or in troubles, or in the past, or in the future, or in the present. And I am persuaded that nothing shall separate me and be an overcomer in 2011. Amen. That's the preacher. I'm going to be an overcomer. Preacher, you going to have perfect health? No, I didn't say none of that. Because I don't know God's plan for next 5 minutes. But I know one thing. Nothing shall separate me from the love of God. I know that for sure. My friends, this morning you have a choice to make in this new year. I told you at the beginning of the service, this is a new page in our life. Isn't it beautiful? God gives us a new chapter. Hallelujah. But you've got a choice to make. You can decide today to be an overcomer. Or you can decide today to let your troubles overcome you. D.L. Moody once said this, work as if everything depended on you and pray as if everything depended on God. Now you're going to find out tonight in Vision Night the preacher believes in what Mr. Moody said. Because when you hear what I believe God wants us to do this year, you're going to say, preacher, how can we accomplish such a thing? Well, we're going to have to work this year like everything depends on New Testament Baptist Church, but we're going to have to pray like everything depends on God. Verse 37, Paul here in this statement says, nay, in all these things that he's already listed, we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. I pray this year your choice that you're going to have to make will be, God, I'm going to be like Paul. I'm going to be an overcomer this year. And I am. And I believe God's going to do something miraculous in my life. But anybody who will make that choice to be an overcomer. Let's stand for prayer. Father, this morning, thank you for the Word of God. We know, Lord, anybody who will take hold of the Bible will be an overcomer this year. No doubt about it. And I pray there'll be many this morning say, Lord, I feel like my past year of 2010 things have loosened my devotion, my walk, my vision, my praise.